All right, so let's take a trip back in time to 1897 Paris for this dip dive. Picture this. You're Camille Pissarro. You're up high in the Grand Hôtel de Russie. It's a pretty swanky place. And you're looking out over Boulevard Montmartre. But it's not the thought of croissants and coffee that's got you captivated. No, it's the view itself.
Yeah, it really is something.
We're going to explore Pissarro's The Boulevard Montmartre on a winter morning today and unpack why this painting is so much more than just a pretty picture, you know, just a charming scene. For this deep dive, we're using information directly from where the painting lives. Now it's the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and we'll be pulling in some background from its Wikimedia Commons page as well.
And what's so fascinating, at least to me, is that Pizarro wasn't just drawn to, a pretty scene. That's not it. He was drawn to something bigger, something about the energy of this city that was transforming right in front of him. Remember, Paris in the late 1800s was exploding with modern life. It was exhilarating and a little bit chaotic. New architecture was popping up everywhere, crowds bustling about, this real shift in like the whole social scene. And Pizarro, being a leading figure in the Impressionist movement, well, he was all about finding beauty in those everyday moments, those fleeting
He
scenes.
really was.
And this view, this particular view from his hotel window, it just ignited his artistic drive. It's like he said, this almost a bird's eye view of carriages, omnibuses, people between big trees, big houses.
How could you not be inspired? He was totally absorbed by it, totally. And, you know, the Met's website mentioned something really interesting. Pissarro didn't just paint this view once. He actually created a whole series of Boulevard Montmartre paintings, each one capturing a different moment, a different feel, a different dot impression.
Yeah, like he had to capture it all.
It makes you wonder, what was it about this specific location, this view, that drew him back again and again? What do you think?
I think we know Pizarro was fascinated by light and the way it could completely transform a scene, how it changed throughout the day across seasons, This series, I think, it allowed him to really explore those fleeting moments, those subtle changes in atmosphere that most people, I think, wouldn't even notice. But Pizarro, he wasn't interested in like perfectly recreating reality in a photorealistic way. He wanted to capture the feeling, the impression, the essence of a specific moment, And that's, well, that's Impressionism.
Okay, so we're standing right there with Pizarro, bundled up, I'm assuming, feeling that crisp winter air on the Boulevard Montmartre. What are we actually seeing in this painting? The Met website does such a great job, at least I think so, bringing those brushstrokes to life with their description.
It really is vivid. Yeah, imagine this. You're looking down this boulevard stretching out in front of you, but it doesn't just run straight. Like it curves gently off to the left, which like pulls your eye right into the scene. You know what I mean? And you've got carriages and people all moving about every which way. You get these glimpses of the buildings lining the avenue. It's that grand Haussmann era architecture. Don't you love it?
It's iconic.
It was really reshaping Paris at the time.
And you can just feel it, the energy of the crowd, even though it's a chilly winter day, right? There's this vibrancy, this sense of like constant movement. Pissarro really nailed that hustle and bustle he was so drawn to.
Totally. And the thing is, he doesn't do it by, painstakingly painting every single detail. It's those loose, almost abstract brush strokes that do it. Look at the carriages, for example. You can make out the shapes, the horses, the drivers, but they're not like perfectly defined. Same goes to the people out for a stroll down the boulevard. Just these splashes of color, quick impressions of individuals. Yet somehow you still get it, You know exactly what he's going for.
It's true, it's that impressionistic magic, isn't it? Capturing the feeling, the essence of a moment, instead of trying to create like a photograph. Speaking of capturing moments, I have to bring up something that really struck me from the Wikimedia page.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
So here we are, right? Over a century after Pizarro painted this, and we can just pull it up online just like that. We can see this whole timeline of where the painting has been displayed, its owners, even its exact dimensions.
It's really remarkable when you think about it.
It really is.
Like, technology has totally democratized access to art. This painting, probably once upon a time, it was only something you'd see if you were, like, invited into a private collection. Or if you were lucky enough to visit a museum that was displaying it, now, bam, anyone with an internet connection can see it, thanks to the Met's open access policy. It's incredible.
I agree.
Pizarro's work can reach a global audience in a way that I don't think he could ever imagined.
I know. It really makes you appreciate the journey this one canvas has taken over the years. And, you know, the Wikimedia page's timeline, it's not just a bunch of boring dates and locations. It really speaks to the enduring power of art, don't you think? How it stays relevant, how it continues to resonate with people across generations, across continents. It's incredible.
And that brings us back, I think, to the bigger picture. The Boulevard Montmartre on a winter morning, it's not just a snapshot of a specific place and time. It's a reflection of Pizarro himself, his own fascination with the energy, that dynamism of modern life.
It really makes you wonder, you know, what would Pizarro make of Paris today?
Oh, that's a great question.
I mean, sure, some things have changed, a lot has changed, but, you know, that energy, that hustle and bustle, that's still the heartbeat of the city, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, the DNA of Paris. Yeah, I think he'd be, you know, captivated, maybe even a little overwhelmed by how the city has continued to evolve. I mean, imagine Pizarro today, right? Setting up his easel, capturing the way light plays on those glass skyscrapers alongside those, you know, those grand old Haussmann era boulevards we were just talking about. What a contrast that would be.
It's true. It's like this painting, it's not just a window into the past. It's almost like a bridge to the present, you know?
Soy.
It helps us tap into how Pizarro saw the world, how he noticed those little details, that vibrancy. And it allows us, I think, to find that same energy in the world around us today, even just in the everyday, you know?
And that's what's so amazing about it. That's the real legacy
Yeah.
of the Boulevard Montmartre on a winter morning, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just a beautiful painting. It's not just colors on a canvas. It's an invitation. It's Pizarro saying, hey, look closer, pay attention,
Exactly.
engage with the world around you, be present, be mindful, see the beauty in the everyday, just like I did.
I love that. So, for our listeners out there, here's something to think about as you go about your day. Take a moment, just a moment, to really see your surroundings. I mean, really see them. Look for those little moments of light and shadow, the way people move, those almost hidden details that tell a story. You might be surprised by what you discover.
Yeah, you just might surprise yourself.
And who knows, you might even awaken your own inner artist.